The recent poll numbers from Ivan Moore's Alaska Survey Research aren't especially promising for Walker. He's being hammered from the right about his decision in 2016 to reorganize the Alaska Permanent Fund and to slash the dividend check sent out every year to Alaskans by half to just over $1,000. One member of the chamber audience brought it up and asked Governor Walker if he could put a $2,000 limit on the dividend.
Because the state has had a lot of oil money, and this is our little dribble.
Walker's defense for his administration's approach to the dividend has been to play offense. He argues that the state's budget was in such jeopardy that the permanent fund itself was at risk.
And that's why I made the most politically unpopular decision in the history of our state to save that program, because that program, saving that program, was more important than saving me.
The dividend is creeping back up. It will be $1,600 this year and likely higher next year. But Republican challenger Mike Dunleavy will spare no pains to remind voters that Walker took money right out of their pockets. The pressure has pushed Walker, an independent, into third place, with 23% of voters willing to return him to office, behind Democrat and former U.S. Senator Mark Begich at 29% and former Alaska legislator Mike Dunleavy at 44%. In a separate visit to KCAW, Walker said that Ivan Moore is only one pollster, and he's been wrong before.
The poll we're focused on is the one in November on Election Day, so we'll stay focused on that.
Walker is almost eerily plain-spoken in this era of political bluster, and as his decision on the permanent fund demonstrates, he takes a longer view on problem-solving than we have come to expect from most politicians. He's established a track record over the last 4 years in office, and says he and Malott are running on success.
We've come a long ways. When we took office, we lost 88% of our income, of our revenue, plummeted. And we chose not to kick the can down the road. We chose to fix it, not just survive the recession. We had to make the structural change so that fiscal gap we don't visit that again. So that's what we did. It was so now that Alaska has a stable fiscal future, we have taken our dependency on oil from 90% down to 30%. And that's a pretty significant shift that we have. So now we're not, you know, trying to make decisions about quality of education based upon the price of oil. That's not acceptable to us. So that's a significant change. Now our bond rating has come back up. It's time to grow Alaska. We can go out and get and issue GO bonds for deferred maintenance. We can go out and build things, that infrastructure that we couldn't do when we had a $3.7 billion hole in our budget.
Alaska has not experienced anything close to a boom while Walker's been in office, but things are no longer in free fall. Just a month ago, ConocoPhillips Vice President Scott Jepson told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce that his company had renewed its investment in the North Slope and was projecting steady increases in production over the next decade. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott says the upswing is no coincidence.
I think it is because they see now fiscal stability for the state moving forward. We're not completely there yet. The need to continue to develop North Slope resources is, of course, vital to Alaska's future, both in terms of jobs, keeping our economy strong, but also giving the state the revenues to allow it to diversify the economy overall and take those revenues and invest them in economic opportunity and social growth all across the state.
And because it was a Southeast campaign visit, both Walker and Malott were boosterish on issues important to the region. Both told the Sitka Chamber that they support the principle behind the Yes for Salmon initiative and were committed to executing it should the initiative become law, but stopped short of endorsing it. And on the Pacific Salmon Treaty, Governor Walker apologized directly to a table full of salmon trollers that he signed a 10-year agreement that they feel is a byproduct of politics rather than of science, and an unmitigated disaster, in the words of fisherman Matt Donahoe. Walker said that he hadn't been governor 2 weeks when someone advised him to run from fish. He responded to Donahoe that the stakes in stopping or rejecting the treaty were huge, and he wants to take the fight to the next level. Let's not stop at where we are today, Walker said. Let's continue on a congressional basis and open it up in such a way that it's fair, based upon better science, and not a 10-year sentence. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.